Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. So then a few little words now on the lovely feast day we celebrate today. I always take this opportunity on this day when we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption to remind people that the Feast of the Assumption, it became a dogma or something we have to believe in if we are a member of our church as Catholics. And it was the last time that a Pope spoke infallibly, and that was on the 1st of November 1950, when after years and years of tradition and people believing in the Assumption, Pope Pius XII declared that Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven. Now, how do we explain that? Or what exactly does that mean? Well, Jesus was the first to rise from the dead, and when he came back from the dead, his body was glorified to the extent that the apostles did not, nor did Mary of Magdala, immediately recognize him. He was the first to rise from the dead, and number two was Mary. That's the best way of putting that. Did Mary die in the normal sense? Yes, she did. If you've been to the Holy Land and you visit the Church of the Dormition comes from the Latin word dormo, dormire, to fall asleep. There's a church in Jerusalem, that honors the falling asleep of Mary, in other words, dying. The assumption means that Mary's body took part in the glorification of the body, which will happen to all of us at the end of time. That's in simple words what it really means. But more important for us this morning to take away from this beautiful feast is the humility of Mary. And the same way with her cousin Elizabeth, they were part of the Anawin, little people, humble people, open to God, you know, open to God's plan in their life, in their lives. And so the question for us this morning is, are we open to God's plans in our lives? Mary, just like us, was not spared pain and suffering and problems and difficulties, just as we are. But yet, she never complained. She was open to God's plan. Imagine at the time she was asked to be the mother of God, just a little young girl of 15 or 16, totally taken by surprise. And her answer was, well, if that is what God wants, that's fine with me. Are we open to God's plan in our life? Because I can assure you, absolutely assure you, that in your life and in my life, everything that happens, good or bad, is part of God's plan. And just like Mary this morning, God never lets anything go to waste. Never. Our pain, our suffering, our traumas, our difficulties, God never lets them go to waste.